be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Some do not believe in hell, but it does not cease to exist because some do not believe in it. On May 3, 1868, St. John Bosco had a revelation of hell in a kind of dream. He saw that many young people fell along one path because there were ties that were like traps. These ties were called human respect related to fear of doing good or avoiding evil for fear of what they will say, envy, disobedience, impurity, pride, laziness, and anger. But he also saw that between the ties, there were knives to cut the ties as a defense against them, and they were called reading the Word of God, devotion to the Virgin Mary, reading good books, confession, and communion. St. John Bosco continued along a path under the guidance of an angel and saw an immense building on fire, which was hell. The guide told him, "Here are some of the causes of falls: bad companions, bad reading, bad habits, bad conversations." And St. John Bosco says, "The guide invited me to enter hell, but I was very afraid. He took me to a very deep cave where there were those who had sins against the sixth commandment, sins of impurity. I asked him, 'Haven't they confessed?' 'They have confessed, but the sins of impurity have been wrongly confessed or deliberately kept silent. For example, one who committed 4 or 5 sins of this kind said that he had only missed 2 or 3 times. There are some who committed an impure sin in their childhood and were always ashamed to confess it, or they confessed it wrongly, or they did not say everything. Others did not have the pain and the purpose." Some even, instead of doing an examination of conscience, studied the way to deceive the confessor. Only those who, repentant of heart, die with the hope of eternal salvation will be eternally happy. "I saw other caves where those who had committed different kinds of sins were, but at last the guide insisted that I touch the wall of that great burning building, which was hell, and he said, 'This is wall number 1,000. There are 1,000 more walls before reaching the last one.' And saying this, he grabbed my hand, opened my hand with force, and made me hit the stone of that 1,000th wall with my hand. At that moment, I felt a burn so intense and painful that, jumping back and giving a cry, I woke up. I found myself sitting on the bed, and my hand felt great pain and burning. I rubbed it against the other to get rid of that bothersome sensation. At dawn, I could see that my hand was swollen, and the impression of that fire was so strong that shortly afterwards, the skin of the entire sole of my right hand fell off. Hell exists, although some do not believe in it. The tragedy of many human beings is that they are created to love and they refuse to love, and that rejection will make them eternally unhappy. Hell is not a place created by God to automatically punish those who have died in mortal sin. God does not enjoy taking some sinners by surprise, sending them sudden death and thus punishing them eternally in a sea of fire from which they will not be able to get out even if they repent. No, things are very different. God loves us so much that at the last moment of death, we will be able to do a fully conscious and free act with full freedom and knowledge of being able to love him or reject him definitively. The decision will be ours." St. Faustina Kowalska affirms, "Today I have been in the depths of hell, led by an angel. It is a place of great torment. How frighteningly great is its extent. The types of torments that I have seen. The first torment that constitutes hell is the loss of God. The second, the continuous remorse of conscience. The third, that destiny will never change. The fourth torment is the fire that will penetrate the soul, but will not annihilate it. It is a terrible torment. It is a purely spiritual fire, ignited by divine anger. The fifth torment is permanent darkness, a horrible and suffocating smell. And despite the darkness, demons and damned souls see each other and see all the evil of others and their own. The sixth torment is the continual company of Satan. The seventh torment is a tremendous despair, hatred toward God, curses, blasphemies. These are the torments that all the damned suffer together, but it is not the end of the torments. There are particular torments for different souls, which are torments of the senses. Each soul is tormented in a tremendous and indescribable way with what it has sinned with. There are horrible dungeons, abysses of torment where one torment differs from the other, I would have died at the sight of those terrible tortures if the omnipotence of God had not sustained me. Let the sinner know, with the sense that he sins, with that he will be tormented for all eternity. I write it by the order of God so that no soul excuses itself by saying that hell does not exist or that nobody was there or knows what it is like. I, Sister Faustina, by order of God, was in the depths of hell to speak to souls and give testimony that hell exists. Now I can't talk about it. I have the order to put it in writing. The demons had a great hatred for me, but by order of God, they had to obey me. What I have written is a faint shadow of the things I have seen. I have observed one thing. Most of the souls that are there are those who did not believe that hell exists. When I came to myself, I could not recover from the terror. How terribly souls suffer there. That is why I pray even more ardently for the conversion of sinners, and I incessantly invoke God's mercy on them. O my Jesus, I prefer to agonize in the greatest torments until the end of the world than to offend you with the least sin. One day I saw two roads, a wide road covered with sand and flowers, full of joy and music and other entertainment. People went this way dancing and having fun. They reached the end without realizing that it was already the end. But at the end of the road, there was a terrible precipice, that is to say, the infernal abyss. Those souls fell blindly into that abyss. As they came, they fell. And they were so numerous that it was impossible to count them. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.